was with someone this week that said, mention things like Jesus and then mention things like Gandhi in the same conversation. Listen, those two things, they can't come together. There is no Gandhi and Jesus coming together unless Gandhi repents of his sins, puts his faith and hope in Jesus Christ as the all-sufficient Savior. But there is no uniting of arms and just being one big happy kumbaya family with these people. These are the people that Paul is warning about. These are the plausible arguments that Paul says, they appeal to your human intellect. They appeal to your emotion. Doesn't it make sense that Jesus would want us all to get along? Set doctrine aside. And Paul says, no, you can't do that. And we as a body must say, no, we must recognize this is happening out there. That's one of my jobs, is defend against these things by proclaiming truth. So when you hear heresies come in, you identify it, you mark it.
I need a church because I need help to press on when the going gets really tough. I don't have the goods. I don't have the grace in myself. I don't have the strength or the wisdom or the perspective in myself to make it through this waste, howling wilderness of sin without the brethren strengthening me in God. And you don't either. To press on when the going gets tough. To realize and remember that Christ saved me individually to include me in His body.
And they were selling their possessions. Look at that. They're selling their possessions. The things that they wanted to hold on to. Well, that's been in my family for three generations. That piece of property over there. I can't part with that. That's how people are here. They got to hold on to things. You know why they can sell that piece of property that's been in the family for three generations now? Because something's more important. This person over here, even though they may be another economic level than me and their skin color may be different, we have this in common. We have believed on the same Christ, and I love them, and I'm willing to sell my lands for them.
The glory of Christ's kingdom is what He's doing in the trenches in local churches where He's building your life, and you sit under pastors and elders, and they teach you, and they feed you, and you grow, and the truth grows in you. You don't even realize it's happening, but you're in the atmosphere of where Christ pours His water. You see, Christ is a fountain of living water, but He has a well in the earth. Guess what the well is? The well is His church. That's where He deposits His water.
This is the church. It is a world of love, and it goes back to the spring of God Himself. He overflows with love towards us, and if He so loved us, how can we not? How can we not love the others?
Look to Jesus. Turn away from yourself. Turn away from what you're believing today. Turn away from what you're trusting. Look to Jesus Christ, the dying Lamb of God. The Bible says, upon whom God poured His wrath out for your sin and for my sin. God poured His wrath out on the Son of God as if He hated Him because He hated us and our sins. But Jesus took that in our place. Our God took that in our place. We might be saved. Turn away from everything else. Turn to Christ. I admonish you. I beg you. I plead with you. Turn to Jesus Christ.